thousands of people have taken to the streets of Antakya, a city in the Hatay province, to protest the government of Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The protesters called on Erdogan and his ruling AK party to step down.
The bombings that took place on May 11th are the first of this nature in the history of Turkey. There are different sects in Hatay, but we are all brothers.
The protesters and the opposition accused the U.S. and the Turkish government of trying to pull them into a sectarian war. They also believe that the crisis in neighboring Syria has begun to spill over onto Turkish soil.
These protests are a message to the world that we in Hatay are all one. The people who died in Reyhanlı are not from Reyhanlı. They are from all of Turkey.
Protesters held up signs reading Erdogan. The bombings happened in Reyhaniye, not America, in reference to Erdogan's prolonged stay in the U.S.
We know their plan. We know they are trying to cause sectarian tension in Hatay. We know that they created this war in Syria to try and weaken Iran and Hezbollah.
We will not let sectarian fire be lit here in Hatay. We've been living together for years. America and Israel are trying to pit us against each other to steal the petrol in the region.
The protesters say they will keep up rallies until their demand is met. More protests are planned to take place in the Hatay province and the capital, Ankara.
Protesters in Hatay say they are sick of the bloodshed and they blame their government led by Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan. They say that they want him and his ruling AKP party to leave office, so that way they will stop their rallies.
Serena Shim, Press TV, Hatay.